if you're out and about doing your own little Arizona staycation traveling, and you're on your way to Flagstaff for that cool 37-degree weather.
Ah, nice morning.
That sounds pretty good right
now. That sounds good.
And you like to take the back roads like I do. Might want to check ADOT first. It hasn't started yet, but 89A is getting ready to get a new bridge over the Hell's Canyon. And
that's a pretty north good bridge. They're not going to get that done overnight.
No. So be expecting delays. But I tell you what, that's where we went camping up at Parks. You can turn off at Drake before you get to Hell's Canyon Bridge, and there's a dirt road that goes all the way into Williams.
Yes, there is. All the way. Yes, there is.
If you're looking for a little back road country, but be prepared. Spare tires, extra gas, because that...
Water.
It's wilderness. It is a wilderness. Be prepared. If you get broke or stuck and down, it may be a day or two before someone passes by. But that's that's some pretty country. And it's what I like about Young. Kind of the same thing I like about that area.
Another part of the state. Beautiful area of the state.
It is. And in Young, it's on between Globe and I'll say Heber, between Globe and the Rim. You go from desert to pines. And it's the same area over here from Paulden into Williams. You've got high junipers, and then just in a very short transition time, it's like all of a sudden, it just changes at that magic elevation. I like that transition.
That is a
lot of wildlife opportunity, sightseeing there. A lot of water,
distant horizons. Mm-hmm. You know, I've lived out in the open for so long that sometimes when I get up in Apache Sitgreaves National Forest and we're on the horses and all you can see are the trees, I almost start feeling a little claustrophobic.
You can't see the sun
navigation. I
want to
see that horizon out there. You know, I want to see that Cedar Ridge, you know, 2 miles out there. We had a caller that couldn't hold on through the break, but they were calling from Bisbee, Arizona. And they said,
Rosie,
where can we get cedar siding? Well, if you live in Bisbee, you've got to know about Bisbee Lumber and Supply, don't you?
Well, they did have a 928 number, so maybe they were moving from the north down to the south.
Okay. Maybe that's true. But Bisbee Lumber Supply has been there. First time I hit Bisbee in 66 or 67, it was there. So it's been there since the early 60s at least. You get in there and let them know exactly what kind of siding you're looking for, and I'm sure they will be able to help you. Bisbee Lumber and Supply, locally owned and operated. You can't beat it. It sure beats driving 80 miles to one of those big box stores, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? So we're on our campaign to get everybody buy American and buy local.
And one thing about driving that far is people say, well, it's cheaper there.
No,
aside from all the price tricking they do, and how much is gas in your time worth traveling to go save, even if you did save a few pennies, the amount of time? Like, I know people will drive to Flying J all the way down on 10 and 67th Avenue. I'm like, it takes you an hour to get there.
Have you been talking
filling
to
up
Kimber?
A diesel truck?
Hey, I've had several people call looking for the number. For the registrar, not everybody's real quick on the computer.
Okay.
Or even has access. So I just wanted to give out that ROC contact number.
Okay, good.
So this is a free toll-free number, 877-692-9762. Again, 1-877-692-9762.
The website is azroc.gov. And it's a pretty handy website for searching out your candidate you're considering using on your project.
Well, I had one contractor call in just frustrated because he said, you know, that what you were talking about, the scamming where somebody would just give a bogus number.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, well, you're supposed to check it. He said, well, most residents don't do that. And I said, well, that's why we're here. We're trying to teach people.
They don't know to check. We actually had a good friend that runs a remodeling company in North Central Phoenix. As a matter of fact, they're Rosie certified. It's Kirk Development. And they got notified from the registrar contractor, hey, if you don't go take care of this complaint, we're going to yank your license. And they said, what complaint? What address? That's not even a job we ever did. And someone just arbitrarily went on the website, stole their license number, and convinced the homeowner that they were licensed, bonded, and insured. So
Is that the kind of case the RLC will help with then?
Oh, yeah.
That's why you keep those good licenses.
Yeah.
So if
you're checking, get on the site and make sure the name matches the license number, matches the bond amount, matches and all your policies expire sometime after your project is going to finish.
Or that person that's at your home actually works for Kirk Development.
Yeah.
He could say he is Kirk Development. I could.
And that's what he did.
I could walk over here and say, I'm Romy from Kirk Development. Call the company. Hey, does Romy work for you? Who? What?
Yeah. So a great contractor was kind of taken advantage of by an unscrupulous guy. But they're a great remodeling contractor located north central Phoenix, right up there, right by John C. Lincoln Hospital, operate in all the north part of the valley and been around for a long, long time. Kirk Development.
How long did you work for him?
I was with George for about 4 years back in the early 80s, like 83 to 88, mid-80s, 83 to 88.
Seems like the first time I saw Dad on a magazine. I don't remember what front cover you were on. You were standing there with George.
With George. Mr. George Kirk. When we get back, we're going to be talking about roof rats. We're going to be talking about pigeons. We're going to be talking about gophers and other vermin and aggravating animals at your house with the experts coming up from Five Star Pest Control in Tucson.